Hi, my name is Ajoy Fernandez, and I'm a Program Manager intern here at Microsoft. In this video, I will get you started with using Chutzpah to unit test your Apache Cordova applications using the Jasmine framework. Some of you might be familiar with the Visual Studio Test Explorer. Chutzpah allows you to use this feature while unit testing your JavaScript apps. So let's begin.
Before we can use Chutzpah, we need to download and install it from the Visual Studio Gallery. Luckily for us, we can do this straight from Visual Studio. In order to do this, first click on Tools, and then select Extensions and Updates. What we see over here are a list of Visual Studio extensions, but we particularly are looking for Chutzpah. So we click on Online, and then we search for Chutzpah. We want to download both the test adapter and the test runner. The test adapter allows us to run JavaScript tests from the Test Explorer, while the test runner adds additional items to the context menu while we right-click on the Solution Explorer. This can take a while, so I will see you after you download and install both the adapter and the runner. Now that we've restarted Visual Studio, let's see what we can do with Chutzpah. In order to demonstrate this, we'll create a new Apache Cordova project. More specifically, we'll create a calculator project, a calculator that can add, subtract, divide, and multiply two numbers. Thus, in order to get started, let's click on File, New, Project, and we'll name our project Calculator. In our Solution Explorer, we will see the project hierarchy, and we want to create two new folders, a test folder and a JavaScript folder. We want to place our application files inside the triple dub folder, but with regards to our test files, we want to leave it outside production code, and thus we'll put it outside this folder. Let's create the test folder. We'll do this by right-clicking on the project root, and then we go to Add, and create a new folder named Test. Let's do the same with the JavaScript folder. Let's expand triple dub, expand scripts, and create a new JavaScript folder, or JS for short. Now that we have our JavaScript folder, we want to create our calculator file. We do this by going to Add, and then clicking on New JavaScript File. Let's name this calculator.js. Now that we have our calculator file, we actually want to write the calculator functions. Luckily for me, I have it in my clipboard, and I will just paste it into the editor. As you can see, each of the calculator's functions take in two numbers and output a number based on its particular function. Now, however, we want to make sure that these functions work, and thus we will create our test file named calculator test. We do this just like we did before, create a new JavaScript file and name it calculator test. Before writing our test cases, we want to describe or name our test suite. We do this by using Jasmine's describe capability. Let's name our test suite Calculator Jasmine. Now, we want to create a new calculator object or instantiate it before each test case. Thus, let's start off by defining our calculator variable. Now, using Jasmine's before each capability, we will instantiate our new calculator. Thus, we type in before each. And we instantiate our calculator variable. Great. Now, let's go ahead and write our first test case. We'll name it canAdd. We want to test our add function on two numbers. In Jasmine, we want the addition of these two numbers to equal 10, and thus we can expect it to be 10. So let's type in expect and test the calculator's add function. We want to test two numbers, 5 and 5, and you want those numbers to equal 10. Great. Now, we finally want to run these test cases. But in order to do this, we need to create a new file, and this file is called chutzpah.json. Chutzpah.json allows us to reference our application files in our test files, and is the recommended way of doing so. So let's create it by right-clicking on our root folder, and let's add a new item. We'll name this chutzpah.json. This file is automatically detected by chutzpah. Now, we will type in our references and test files. We start off by typing in an open curly bracket and an open quotation mark. We type in references R, and we see immediately that this is populated in the list. I press enter, and now I create another open curly bracket. I type in an open quotation mark, type in path, and now I want to write the relative path to my calculator.js file. So let's do that. www.scripts, JavaScript, and calculator.js. Now I want to do the exact same thing with my test file. So I create an open quotation mark, type in tests, create an open curly bracket, and I type in the path, another open curly bracket, and this time it's test, calculator test, .js. And I save the file. Now that we've actually referenced our files, let's open up the Test Explorer. We do this by clicking on Test, Windows, and we click on Test Explorer. Next, let's run all. This should take a few moments. But as soon as this is done, we should see our first test case, which is the Jasmine calculator add. Let's double click on this to go back to our test case. Now, in order to run this file, we right click on it and select Run Selected Tests. And as we can see, it's running. And we see that this test has actually passed. Now let me quickly add a few more test cases from my clipboard, and let's do a quick run. The tests have been discovered, and let's select our three test cases and run them. Our tests are running and we can quickly see that one of them have failed. So let's click on that test and we see that it's an error in this test case. Phi divided by 5 is non-zero. Let's quickly change that. Now once again, let's run the tests. And now we see that all tests have passed. In conclusion, we learned how to use Chutzpah to test a simple calculator Apache Cordova application. We first started off by creating our test and JavaScript folders, where we wrote our test file and our application file respectively. From there, we linked the two together using Chutzpah.json. Finally, we ran unit test cases in the Test Explorer. I hope you found this video useful, and for additional resources, please check out the links on this slide. Thank you.